In an hour-long call, Collins took 12 full questions from constituents and assured callers they wouldn't be unfairly screened. The questions and comments he fielded appeared evenly divided between people concerned about the Trump administration and strong supporters of the president, like Diane from Cannon, Georgia.
Y'all need to follow Trump's agenda. That's why we voted Republican.
Others worried about losing insurance under the GOP health bill. Ty from Lake Burton felt Collins had been dismissive of those callers.
You can control the forum because you're in charge of it. And you can quote any kind of bogus facts you want to. You can overspeak over people who are trying to voice something, but you are not representing the people.
Collins said he's planning an in-person town hall by the end of the summer. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.